Join us next week for your chance to speak with a couple of young bands doing some serious damage in the charts these days. We're happy to welcome back Chalk Farm. They're going to play live for us and take your calls, of course. And we'll introduce you to a fine new band called Orbit. They'll be performing live, another double bill featuring Chalk Farm, Orbit, and lots of live rock and roll next Monday night exclusively right here on Rockline. All right, let me set this up for you here. From my left, playing guitar, is Tony Catania. Then a little bit over toward the middle over here from where I'm looking here, on bass and keyboards, John Smithson, vocalist Charles West directly in front of me, and in the drum room, the special Rockline drum room right behind me, Mr. Jason Bonham. They're going to play a bunch of songs live for us right now. All I have to say is, gentlemen, take it away. Let's do it.
doing well with you.
Right.
Well, hello.
We're awake now, huh?
Hello, America.
Yeah.
Key check. Guy, ready. Now hit it.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Ready, Tony?
I'm always ready, man.
Oh, shut up!
tears, they felt like rain.
The song remains the same.
Song remains the same.
And the sun retains the name.
James.
Everybody catch their breath. They're ready to go again.
Woo!
Tony changes guitars. Oh, this is spectacular.
Let's go.
No, it's... What?
Silence.
No, where's that snapple?
Come on.
I'm here.
Come on.
Tony says he's already ready. Give him a second there, Jason. We'll wait for him. We'll wait for you, Tone.
I'm cool.
We'll be right back.
time needed to go. Out. Sing along. Oh, I don't know what you're missing out. Any little song that you know, and everything that's small has to grow. It always grows. Good, 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 good,
fantastic. If it sounds fun out there, you should see the guys in here. They are having a ball, man. This is our studio audience. Everybody's got their jaw on the ground right now. Spectacular. Heartbreaker, which is not on the CD, the Zep set, and then two songs that are, Since I've Been Loving You, and The Song Remains the Same. They're going to play live again in just a moment. In fact, three songs coming up that are not on the Zep set CD. The third will be a very special surprise you're not going to believe. By the way, if you'd like to win one of our 97 Rockline AT&T calendars, send a postcard with your name, address, the station you're listening to right now, and mail it to 97 Rockline Calendar, P.O. Box 4383, Hollywood, California, 90078. Rockline Calendar is brought to you by AT&T. We'll be back with Jason, Tony, John, and Charles in just a moment on the Global Satellite Network.
Back to more live rock and roll from the Jason Bonham Band, exclusively on Rockline.
Well, I hope you've caught your breath. We haven't caught ours. These guys are ready to rock again, so I'm going to toss it to them right now. The Jason Bonham Band on Rockline. What you going to do, guys?
Nobody's fault but mine.
Nobody's fault but mine? Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Jason Bonham Band in action on Rockland Live on the Global Satellite Network. Spectacular again. Jason's yelling something from the back room in there. He's
going to leave you.
Yeah. Babe, I'm going to leave you. You want to play that right now? We'll listen to that anytime, anywhere, anyplace. All right, here they go.
What's the guitarist giving himself to get as usual?
It's something you don't have to say to somebody you really care about.
That's what keeps everybody on the
Baby, baby, baby.
Oh, man. This is so good, it's almost eerie. I tell you, in about the 15-year history of the show, we've had some great ones. This ranks right up at the top of all of them, I'm telling you. Two songs that are not on the Zepset CD for you there, but are played in concert periodically as the band tours. Nobody's Fault But Mine, and Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. We're gonna take a break, come back with a very special surprise. Actually, two surprises. I'll tell you one right now. Jason's gonna sing, and I won't tell you who he's gonna sing with, but it's gonna blow you away. Come back on Rockline in just a moment.
Once again, back to Rockline and your host, Bob Coburn.
We are having a good time tonight with the Jason Bonham Band, and if you speak with Jason tonight, you'll receive a complimentary copy of In the Name of My Father, the Zepset, courtesy of MJJ Music. Though we do encourage all of you to go out and purchase a copy, because the entire project benefits charities that Jason is involved in, and none of the money goes to the band or Jason or anything like that, and the live shows as well, so we encourage you for that. We promise you a surprise, and here it is for you right now on Rockline. First of all, Jason is going to sing, which is unusual enough, because it is.
Anyway.
And singing along with him is Deborah Bonham, who is the sister of John Bonham and the aunt of Jason Bonham. What a pleasure it is to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
And the song that they plan on performing is Battle of Evermore.
Also, Mr. Peter Bullock, the good half of Mr. Deborah Bonham here, my auntie, Aunt Spinster.
There you go. Thank you, Jason.
Really, I'm not Aunt Spinster.
No, you're my sister, really, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, anytime you're ready to do it, okay. We are ready to listen to it. The Battle of Evermore, the Jason Bonham
Band. This one goes out definitely... To everyone out there, and including Mr. Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham, and
I'm not in.
And get a mic check from you, Deborah.
1, 2, 2, 1.
Okay, got it.
And we haven't got the mandolin. We're trying to hear the mandolin.
Okay, checking on the mandolin.
Yep.
This is live radio at its best, everybody. Oh, we're doing a sound check and a mix right here live nationwide. You didn't think it was live before, you do now, don't you?
Everybody ready?
Here we go.
Here we are.
war cannot exceed the woe of that death. The drums will shake, the castle walls, the rails of blood rapid.
Big hug from Deborah to Jason.
Peter, cheers.
And I got to tell you.
That was very emotional.
Very emotional, I can tell. I can tell for both of you. The emotion is pouring out right now. It's palpable in the room right now. And let me... Let me say that the spirits of John Bonham and Sandy Denny are alive and smiling right now.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment on Rockline.
Once again, here's BC and Jason Bonham.
Well, we've been rambling and ambling and having a good time. And
crying. And
I hope that it came across on the radio, the emotion that was in this room a moment ago. That was a privilege.
Kinda.
I wouldn't sell this seat for $1 million, I tell you that. Let's take a couple of calls. Simon, you're on Rockline.
Jason.
Yeah, man.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
I got to tell you, as a Young Zeppelin fan, that is amazing. You are amazing. Your father was amazing. I'm 16 years old. Led Zeppelin is my favorite band ever. That was just great. I can't tell you how much I
thank you.
That.
Thank you very, very much. It means a lot to me. I mean, you know, we go out, some people like say, you know, why are you doing Zeppelin? But listen, he was my father, and if I can't play some of that stuff, then forget it. I'll give up now. I mean, I just love the music, and it was great to sing with my, you know, my dad's my auntie, Debbie, and that was just the first time I'd ever tried singing, and I just had a great time, and it was very emotional, and thanks very much for your call. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. We'll just take that as a thank you call and move on to Josh. Josh, you have the last call of the evening for Jason.
Hey, Jason, it sounds great tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were planning on making any videos in order to promote this album.
Well, we'll have to ask Kenny Comerson, that who sat in the office behind us. I don't know. Maybe. We never know. I mean, it's a hard one, really, because it's their music and it's for charity. Maybe it would be nice to film one of the live shows, but As yet, I don't know, but we'll be coming out with some videos of our own stuff, so definitely, and if you like some of this, then, well, you might like some of the other stuff, too.
You know, thank you for the call, Josh. We have a lot of Canadian listeners, and the album just came out in Canada a week ago.
So oh, great.
It is available north of the border right now, so they can pick it up. And again, all the proceeds go to charity, and the live shows, too. I was curious about that. We covered that earlier in the evening, but every penny is going to the charities.
We hope also to set up a fund where, once, obviously, I start playing my own show with another release that's probably going to be, you know, it's going to be on MJJ and my original stuff, and we're always going to play a few Zeppelin songs live. I mean, I just love playing them. I mean, at least three, you know, three or four. But we're going to try and set up a fund where every now and again I'll play a Zepp set, and occasionally with the money we can then put people through college and things like that. So it'll be a John Bonham fund. So it'll help a lot of people out.
Now, you mentioned MJJ. A lot of people may not know what that stands for.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Yes, I'm on his label, Sony, and Epic, and Jerry Greenberg, who's great, Kenny Commissar, and I mean, they're all just great, great staff. I've known Jerry for a long time, and my manager, Phil Carson, I'd like to thank him for the support he's given me over the years.
Has Michael heard this music, do you know?
I don't know as yet. Maybe. I know, you can never tell.
Jason, it's a long way from your first band, Air Race, to tonight on Rock.
Oh, Air Race. Wow. It's funny, I bumped into the bass player from Virginia Woolf last night.